Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Cellini on a Monday afternoon. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Baseball season right around the bend. You got two more games with the Red Sox. You can hear those games over on ESPN 103.7 and The Fan app. Then, of course, the opener on Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital. All season long, we got you covered on the Fan app that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming.
Real quick, we were talking about Gino Auriemma and Connecticut being out. It's the first time in 14 years. You think he roots for the men's team?
Yes, I think he does.
You do? Okay. So he didn't have a moment of like, what are those guys? They keep going and we're sitting home. You don't think he...
That's, I'm sure a lot of people...
first?
Yes, I think he is.
All right. Just ask him because that is a little bit strange.
If I don't win, I don't want them to win. That's for sure.
I just don't know about him. I know that, you know...
Did he get along with Calhoun? I don't think they had a problem with one another.
I don't know.
Did they?
I don't know. I'm sure it's salary time. You know, I got to get as much as him. He's got to be getting more than Danny Hurley.
Oh, yeah, that's...
But if Danny Hurley gets a raise now, you think he's going to be okay with it?
Yeah.
If he comes to his money.
Well, if you take money from me, I think Gino may have an issue with
that. I don't think Connecticut's got that kind of problem.
I don't think
okay.
that...
I don't know.
He would be threatened in any way, shape, or form.
All right.
As long as
he's had beef with people.
Listen, as long as it's not more than me. All right, just understand.
Okay.
When it comes to stores, it's Gino and it's everybody else. Okay. Maybe Jim Calhoun was on equal footing with me, but that's not the case now. Stetson Bennett is apparently more popular than ever. That story comes your way in less than 5 minutes.
You can go, dogs.
The Fan is the college football voice of the South. So let's go on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So Georgia has directed, we talk about money and NIL and everything else in football, college football to be specific.
Yes.
They have directed more than $240 million toward football facilities since Kirby Smart was hired in 2016. So just about a quarter of $1 billion has been dedicated to football since Kirby took over. In addition to having the largest recruiting budget by far in the nation. And the facilities are paying off. I guess at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, players were asked as they went on the recruiting trips to name the school with the best facilities. Georgia came in first per the survey from 24/7 Sports. With 15 votes. Oregon at number two with 12. Alabama third with 11. Clemson fourth. So the slide not helping them as
of late.
Well,
it's a little passe.
Only 8 votes. LSU fifth place with 6. Tennessee in there with 5 votes. So it's still Georgia and it's everybody else.
Is it the restaurant perhaps?
Can't hurt.
Chops?
Maybe it's that outdoor practice facility Nolan Smith was talking about at the combine.
Thank God we have an outdoor practice facility.
A lot of teams take that for granted, Road Dog.
Is there anything, I don't want to say goofy, but is there anything slide-like over at Georgia? Did they go for anything along those lines?
As you said, I think that's passe.
No slide. We have a barbershop, or they have a barbershop. Yep. They've got the DJ booth, all the stuff that I think you're probably going to find a lot of places.
Road Dog, what would happen? I mean, you've got the key card that grants you access. What would happen if you went in there with your fingerprint? I apologize.
He doesn't get in every room.
Soon to be a retina scan. If you went in there and you bellied up to the restaurant, you had, you know, a sandwich, and then you said, you know, while I'm here, let me sit in a barber chair and have you straighten out the beard. What would happen?
I'd get thrown out of there faster than you could count to three.
Can I ask this, though?
I assume that was the answer.
Do you know what caddy day is at golf courses? But the caddies
where
get
to
play.
Play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw caddy check.
Yeah, yeah. It's caddy day.
Guy's been around, you know.
Do you guys get a... around the program day where you would get to eat there and get a haircut and, I don't know, use some of the facilities that way?
If they do offer that, I'm not on that email list.
I think they should.
Because I would definitely hit up Bones.
No doubt. Well,
the problem is you'd stay there for like 2 hours.
Would you get
your money's worth and then some. I've seen.
I wouldn't eat off the floor, though.
No, you wouldn't. Neither does anybody else there. Clearly, that's an expression.
Yes.
Ain't nobody eating off no floor at Athens.
No. We're stretching. We're pulling a little bit hard at that string. Would you get a high and tight? Would you sit in a barber chair if you were afforded an opportunity? You're going to get the best shave of your life.
Oh, yeah, sure. No doubt.
Of course you would. There should be a caddy day over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to pimp for that for you and the folks.
We're going to be over there in a couple weeks, hopefully. Maybe you can stump for that.
I'll come in with an idea.
Let's work on that. Tom Pelissero says one of the busiest NFL draft prospects since the combine, Stetson Bennett, whose schedule so far includes private visits and or workouts with 10 teams. So the curiosity is certainly a factor now with Stetson Bennett. Mel Kiper still says he's going to go anywhere between rounds 4 and 6.
I will also say this. I know that it was Dry Fit Tuesday or whatever the hell it is they're wearing at the Combine and then at Pro Day. Does he look like a different human being to you? Is that a slimming, bulking? He looks like a different guy.
Well, the issue with that, like you saw Will Levis, his pro day on
Friday.
Yeah,
I think it cost him. Somebody was saying his pro day might have cost him. Hey, we knew you could throw it far. Now one of the latest drafts had him at 18.
I saw a couple of throws bouncing off the tarp.
That's what I mean.
Over receivers' heads. But I'm saying he was in great shape. What I'm getting at is those outfits, if you're not in great shape, you're going to be exposed.
Stetson Bennett looks like a different human being.
Right.
So once he finally stopped running from the police or doing all that other nonsense stuff, looks to me like he was in the gym.
I think he was still working out. He just had, you know.
Taking creatine?
I think he had a night where he was blowing off steam and it went too far.
Okay.
I don't think he was just there like Jalen Carter. I don't think he was doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't think he was sorority hopping.
Right.
But he does look like a different person.
Yes, he does.
You know, I'm not saying he's going to be.
So people are intrigued.
Think about this. Stetson Bennett, the way he looks right now before the draft compared to Tom Brady, his draft shot.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett looks better.
He should not be 180 picks after any quarterback.
Which he may not be when all is said and done. So Kirby and the Dogs were at Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium on Saturday for the first of three scrimmages. Kendall Milton tweaked his hamstring last Thursday. He didn't participate. That's the problem with him. He's got all the ability in the world. He's a true home run hitter, but he can't stay healthy. And let's see if that is something that's going to haunt him when all is said and done. But Kirby shared, as he got some of the freshmen ready for the scrimmage, the true freshmen that came in as early enrollees as well, he said when he arrived, he was 5'10", 175 pounds. His new teammates asked him, do you kick here? I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a great story.
What was he?
5'10", 175 pounds. That's what he said. It's a great story. Like I said, I don't know how much of it is true.
Okay, somebody's got to be the smallest guy. I'm assuming they're telling you he was the smallest guy.
That ever happened to you? Like, my first day when I was at Mount Union, a kid told me he was All-State. I thought he was joking. Started laughing at him. He goes, what's funny? I was All-State. Oh, nothing.
I just try to avoid those types of moments.
Yeah, it was awkward. I learned a lesson that day. Or did I?
Why was he telling you he was All-State?
I think
what was he doing?
Yeah, he was bragging about himself. You know, he was on the team.
Was he a freshman too?
Yeah, he was on the team for like 2 weeks.
Did he wear his ampipe jacket into?
Well, I mean, I think he, you know, he carried himself like he was just going to come in. Hey, it's Division III. What's this? This is going to be.
Because I was All-State.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy for him. Like I said, he was gone in 2 weeks. I'm sure he told that All-State story. He could still tell it.
Oh, yeah, to his grandchildren.
He is All-State.
Hey, Grandpa, tell us about the time you quit that Division III school. I don't think that's the story that he's telling.
I don't know what kind of stories Mark Stoops is telling behind the scenes.
Oh, we have audio.
Yeah, we do have the audio. Adam and Matt, if you don't mind, Mark Stoops, to say he's frustrated, he spoke Friday as Will Levis was out there throwing passes, and the attitude surrounding the Kentucky program, let's just say it's not exactly something he is happy about.
All right, guys, I don't have a lot to say today. I mean, just I'm a little frustrated, a little disappointed, a little pissed, to be totally honest with you. Been lackluster the past couple of days. You know, guys, we got right now. I don't know if they just think they're going to roll out of bed and be good or whatever, but it's not the same. We have no leaders right now. No excuse. Bullshit, whatever it is.
We have no leaders right now. No excuse. Bullspit. whatever it is. He used the word entitled.
Yeah.
As well. Something Kirby Smart hopes to avoid. Well, it continues at Kentucky, even though they haven't really accomplished anything in the eyes of their
head
coach.
He was very happy about Pro Day. Very happy. I'd love to see what was going on at Pro Day. This group, because he did say this group. I mean, he every once in a while, I think you need that press conference. I say all the time, players aren't listening. They're not going to sports talk radio. They're not reading newspapers or online.
That,
but if you do that, everybody now knows.
Right. Even if
your coach has to do it.
Right.
Don't let somebody over there do it.
Even if they didn't hear it, somebody told them in the world of social media. Lane Kiffin says he did the right thing as he had overtures to join Auburn as their head coach, but remained at Ole Miss. But he also said he felt conflicted because his own fans at Ole Miss did criticize him about how he handled the process. He said it took weeks to resolve, and that was too long in the eyes of a lot of Ole Miss fans. He said he told them before the Egg Bowl he was staying, even though they lost that game. He did tell them prior to the Egg Bowl, but he's kind of sensitive to that whole issue. It's social media, man. When something like this happens, people are going to go at you.
Yeah. The problem is most guys do end up leaving, and then they don't care what the fan base says.
What does he
stayed.
And he had a history of leaving, going back to his days at Tennessee. And a lot of people figured he was going to leave, and they fired off some angry messages to him. But like you said, he did end up staying.
All right. Jerome Tang,
head coach at K-State.
They didn't win this weekend.
No, they didn't. They were eliminated by FAU.
Here's Jerome Tang talking to his players as they're leaving the floor, dejected, going into their own locker room.
I know. Head up, though. We like that's what we do. Head up.
Here is Jerome Tang going to the other side of the building where Florida Atlantic, who won. Now, again, we'll talk about this in a second. But first, let me let you hear what he did when he went into the other guy's locker room.
Your toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then, all right? Stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of y'all be rooting
Appreciate
for you.
That. Because social media is what it is. That will not get 100% approval, right?
Classy. If you don't see that as classy, that's a you problem.
Rotten Tomatoes doesn't have it as 100. Lower, because people are saying, do you know what a showboat move that was? Do you know that he knew this was going to go viral? Again, I don't know what he knew. I don't know who was even filming it. I don't know. I don't think he took somebody from K-State with him into the locker room and said, watch this. But there were people who were saying, do you know that if a coach like Mike Krzyzewski ever did this, showboat and hot dog, and then they started to name people who couldn't get away with this. Is his name not known enough before this tournament started?
I'm not really sure Mike Krzyzewski could not have gotten away with it. I mean, people are going to, because you have a perception of somebody, you're going to be
is
unhappy
he so
or
new
happy.
To the game?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but if you have a preconceived notion about somebody or you believe something about somebody, if they do something like that, yeah, you're going to rail against it.
I think
it's a no-win situation.
I think
it's a classy move, and I thought if it was Mike Krzyzewski or anybody else, it would have been a classy move to do something.
Here's
like that.
What I like about it. In a world where, and there was a moment for the Creighton coach who had to decide what he was going to say after he was bitching and moaning on the floor, and rightfully so, to some degree, because you got to try to get the refs on your side. What I like is he went in there and basically told that group, you beat my group.
That's right.
That's what I like about it.
No one's going to beat you. You beat us, and that's my team, and I know.
There was no excuses.
Right.
The refs didn't do it.
Nope.
Nothing did it except you guys. What I like about the statement is he's saying that where a lot of coaches sometimes go to press conferences, refs, they got hot, they hit lucky shots, whatever it might be.
I have
At
no
least
issue.
He takes that out of the equation.
No issue with that whatsoever.
Let me tell you something. Those two things, what he said to his own team, and then that piece, you got a brand new recruiting tool. Now, we know that he went into the portal like nobody's business. I don't know if he's looking to do it again. But if it matters to you, if you think I need a coach who's going to be on my side, that guy won.
Listen, you're Kansas State. You're in Lawrence. Is it not Lawrence? That's where Kansas is. You're in, what the hell? Where are they? Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go. You have to go into the
Little Apple.
What choice do you have? And you're also competing with the team in Lawrence, Kansas. So you have to do what you have to do at that point.
Yeah, I think it was great. What I really liked about it, though, is there's no excuses. You, this group just beat our group.
According to sources out in California writing the story, Fresno State has now garnered interest from the new Big 12 commissioner, Brett Yormark. Now, you say Fresno State. Well, think about this. Since 2013, Fresno State has finished with five 10-plus win seasons, including back-to-back 10-win seasons in 21 and 22. That's football, obviously. In basketball...
Yeah, that wouldn't be good in basketball.
Fresno State has qualified for the NCAA tournament just once. That's the problem, dating back to 2016. But in football, maybe they can be competitive. In the world of transfers and NIL, I mean, they were kind of ahead of the curve there because they did that when Pat Hill was there. Left and right, they would get, you know, the nomads to come in and play.
Did they... Do they still do the trick-em-up plays? Aren't they really known?
Boise State did a lot of that stuff, too.
But I think this group did, too. Did they not?
They were famous for their special teams deal, maybe.
Was there a proposal or two? Am I thinking a kid at a bowl game proposed to somebody? Was that them?
That was Boise State.
Oh, it was all Boise State?
Boise State after they beat Oklahoma.
Oh, that kid goes and proposes to, like, a cheerleader or something?
Yeah, the running back does, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then I don't want Fresno State.
All right, okay. Thought I put the story.
Give me Boise State. Give me Boise State.
Yeah, that would be interesting too. I from what I understand, it's not easy to get to Boise, but once you get there, Boise is a very, very, very nice city.
It's an incredibly scenic looking. I mean, it's postcard like.
Mm-hmm.
How cold is it though?
Well, it's cold.
Yeah, it's very cold. Yeah, it's not cold.
It's not
very
cold.
It's very cold. What is that? That's a mountain, isn't it beautiful? Yeah. What's on top of that? That's snow. When will that be here? About 3 days.
No thanks. I'm out. Did you see the hail falling all around the city last night? It looked like it was raining cocaine.
I'm sure
a lot of people were jonesing looking in their backyards.
No. What I think people were worried about is their roof.
Yeah, well, it depends who you are.
And did you have a car out? Those things do damage.
The guys during the locker room were talking about their dogs being scared. My dogs are ambivalent. They get scared by fireworks.
Okay, yeah.
But they don't get scared by thunder. I think they know that's God as opposed to what's man-made in the fireworks. They can delineate the difference.
Right.
They're very religious, my dogs.
Gotcha. So if Jimmy down the street is lighting stuff off for no reason.
Hank's going nuts.
September 3rd.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to be lighting anything.
Yeah, last night, nothing.
We had our neighbor's dog. I guess they found out. The dog, my wife is used to the dog barking out there, but I like that dog. That's like one of the three dogs ever that I like, Bubbles. But I guess going crazy. And you know what they found out? There was a possum in the backyard. And the dog and the possum were sort of playing that cat and mouse game. But the possum didn't leave immediately.
Right.
Like, the dog was barking at it. I guess the possum held its ground. And then they sort of did a dance. And my neighbor said he saw it. He said, that's why the dog, it never sounded. My wife knew it. She said, I knew something was up. That dog never sounds like that.
When you talk to Bubbles, do you talk in a dog voice? You know, like the pet voice? Where's it a bubble?
No.
Come here, little bubble.
No, we've dog sat for Bubbles when my kids supposedly were.
Roll over, Bubbles. Good dog. Good boy, Bubbles.
Nope. Here's what I do.
Do any of that,
because, again, my kids leave, and who's watching the dog? Who's walking the dog? Me. I like the dog, but it's no more than, let's go. Let's go.
So you don't have the dog voice?
No.
Like, when I come home, I go, where's Yankee boy?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yankee boy. Is my voice for Dolly.
Do you know that
and
if
the
I
cat upstairs, moochie mooch.
What if I did that and one of my kids was actually there and I didn't know? And how would I explain that? Oh, you didn't hear that. I didn't do that.
You never live it down.
No.
I know.
I wouldn't
much.
Do it. Maybe that's why.
There's a lot of pressure being you. You cannot step out of character.
You're right.
You can't break kayfabe.
Nope.
Because if you do, you will be crucified. You have no leeway.
Yeah, it's just, let's go. And then when the dog...
Bubbles wants a treat. A bubble wants a treat. Bubble. Speak, Bubbles. Good boy, Bubbles.
You don't get a treat. You earn a treat.
If they speak, I mean, they know the trick. Then give them the treat. Okay. That's how it works.
That dog did a number two. Good for you, Bubbles. Come here. Here you go. I give him his little hard stick, whatever that thing is.
Fair enough. Coming up, a betting man's conundrum surrounding the Falcons, and Lamar Jackson makes it official. He wants out of Baltimore. What will it take to get him here? We'll toss out some numbers as well as we bounce around the NFL on Domino and Cellini, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Chiellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM on a Monday afternoon. Lamar Jackson puts it out on social media today. He has formally requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, and that means you know who is being brought up in the conversation again. We'll talk about that and more right now.
All in on the NFL. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
So he makes the announcement, Lamar Jackson, on Twitter, saying he formally made the request to the Ravens back on March the 2nd. I love the game of football. My dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. Ravens fans are great, but I had to make a business decision. I'll continue to stay close to my fans of the Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state of Maryland. You'll see me again. But in the meantime, Flock Baltimore.
Are they
didn't
not,
say that. I threw that
are
in.
Are they not in line to pay him $45 million this year? Am I crazy? They guaranteed they're going to pay him $45 million if he plays for them, right? Is it 45 or 33? Which one is he on?
It's a lot of money either way.
I mean,
and I know this, when you talk about
Flock you.
Yeah, representing himself. The NFL is saying if you're not a licensed agent and an NFL team is talking to you, the NFL team, according to the NFLPA as well, can be fined $47,000. So that's why the hubbub last week took place like it did. And everybody said, oh, no, no. He doesn't speak for Lamar Jackson. He's just a guy that sells sporting goods equipment. He can get you a deal on
home
an elliptical.
Gyms.
Yeah. A nice Smith machine.
I don't know if
but
you
he
know
doesn't
this.
Speak for Lamar Jackson.
I told you. He bought out Chuck Norris in that Total Gym.
Yeah.
Selling Total Gyms to NFL teams. You know, you can put it under your bed. Wasn't that the big hook?
Yeah.
Put it under your bed. Fits under your bed. Why wouldn't you as an NFL team want a few of these?
I don't like working out at home because you don't work out at home.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're a workout snob, too.
Yeah, to me,
music
you gotta,
and a workout
Well,
snob.
I'm just telling you, if it's at home.
My clothes need to match snob.
Yeah. If it's
my wife can't buy fruit snob.
True. All true. Everything you just said was true.
All right.
I can't dispute any of that. I'm just saying my basic philosophy is once I'm home,
okay,
I'm not going to do anything.
So they signed him to the deal that doesn't get him $45 million. It gets him $32 or $33 million. Is that sort of what it looks like? Okay.
Base salary, $32.4 million this year.
And
they're not paying me.
According to Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, he turned down an offer
That's
from the Ravens
thing.
Last year that included $133
yes.
million guaranteed
yeah.
at signing.
That's fine.
$175 million
yep.
guaranteed for injury, $200 million in total guarantees. And that's,
you
again, you're
me?
Backloading things if he's on the roster by the fifth day of the 26th league year. But anyway.
Whatever.
There's a lot of money that's been thrown around
here. $133 million. What do you want? Again, he can say they didn't meet his value.
Right.
That's all fine. Don't make it sound like they weren't willing to pay you.
But here we go now. Every article written before and now that he made things official since, as of this morning, says the Falcons are the top team. Teams that could benefit the most. Teams that should go after Lamar Jackson. Teams where it makes the most sense.
175.
It's the Falcons.
175 guaranteed. I'm going to give you a chance to make more. I'm going to guarantee $175 million. So I'm going to do. What kind of cap hell does it put me in? How do I finagle it a little bit? I don't know.
What are you giving up as far as draft choices are concerned?
I know what I have to give up. I got to give up two firsts.
Right? You're going to do that for Deshaun Watson. Are you willing to do that if you're Arthur
But I
Blank?
Mean, the league has told you what you have to give up.
Well, are you willing to do it? Because initially they said no.
He's my first-round pick this year. He's my first-round pick next year. If we're good, if he's healthy, if he's worth the money, if he's done his job, where am I picking next year?
I read somewhere where
16, 18, 20?
Yeah.
21? I mean, am I in the postseason? In this division? Yeah.
And your franchise then has an identity again.
Of course.
Where it didn't before. You're not going to see the red seats, as many red seats, I don't believe, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium as you've seen the past few years. Because you now have a guy that's going to draw people.
I've got 192 credits without a college degree. But I don't need a college degree to market Lamar Jackson here. I could do the marketing. I don't need a fancy business degree. I don't need a marketing degree. Mm-hmm. Put me in charge. You know what? I'm going to have your phones ringing.
Already, there's pictures making the rounds of him wearing my favorite version of the Falcons uniform, the throwback with the red helmet, the gray face mask, and the black jersey and the white pants.
Is that the one he likes?
Well, if he likes it, I like it.
Yeah.
So it certainly excited me.
I like Ike. My bike likes Ike. I mean, I can play that game, too. You know what that's from?
Is that from Happy Days?
Yeah, that's Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
He was stumping for Dwight Eisenhower.
Right, right.
I don't know why I remember that.
I don't know why I remembered it. The hell's the matter with me? Don't answer that. There's a lot of things going on.
How's he looking in the uniform?
It's pretty good to me.
Okay. Is he still fast?
I think he still runs fast, yeah. I think he's healed up from that knee injury. By the way, I think he could have. If he really wanted to play,
I do
he could have played.
That's the problem I have with him. I'm telling you, that's the problem I have with him. I think he was no-show Sam.
Michael Vick had the same problem with Lamar Jackson. He said it last year.
Yeah,
he caused some flack for that.
He didn't even travel. He didn't even go to watch his team help out a quarterback. That bothers me.
Bet on Sports AG put out the list of the over-unders for NFL teams this year.
Saw that.
The Bengals and the Chiefs and the 49ers all tops with 11.5. The Saints, as you talk about, the NFC South top the division at 9.5. Falcons, Panthers at 7.5. Buccaneers at 6.5. I think if you believe they're going to get Lamar Jackson, you may want to get in on the over when it comes to 7.5 right now.
I'll bet on the come. What you do. Can I give you something
amazing? Let me borrow $50. I'm going to put $50 on the over.
Okay. Can I
add it to my tab?
You're better off putting $50 on the odds of him coming here. $50 is only going to get you $50. The other one, what did you say? Well, like 1,800 to one or whatever to
get him? Let's do it, yeah.
What was the number you gave? Like to get Lamar Jackson, aren't we like sixth or seventh?
No, that was Shohei Ohtani.
We're first?
Well, yes, across the board.
Oh. What if you do a parlay, Shohei and Lamar both showing up here in town? Oh, my goodness.
Make a lot of money doing that. And I got nothing to lose. I just won't pay you the $50.
Also be exciting around here.
I'm like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas. Just put it on my tab.
Do you want to know what Andy
Reid?
Seven
big ones.
You want to know what Andy Reid and the Chiefs have done in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9 out of 10 times. 9 out of 10 times. They've hit the over. Preseason win totals. They've hit the over 9 out of 10 times. That's impressive. The only year they didn't, they missed by a half a game in 2021. The over-under was 12.5. They went 12-5.
Are you familiar with Seth Walder from ESPN?
Nope.
A lot of people are saying the Falcons did a lot of good things during free agency.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel
He's not one of them?
Seth Walder, ESPN analyst, says the Falcons have had a pretty rough offseason so far, in my opinion. Overpaid Lindstrom, brought back McGarry despite pass pro struggles, overpaid Onyemata, paid sticker price for Bates when the safety market was cheap, and rolling with Ritter Heineke instead of thus far landing Lamar Jackson. So he doesn't see the success that a lot of people have seen out of the Falcons this offseason.
Here's what I believe. That last one should have been first. Unless he was just saving the big one. Here's why I have a problem with him. Because that sounds like the biggest problem on the board. So maybe you leave it last to just say, and I'm going to end with a zinger.
You did overpay for Onyemata. Did you have to pay Lindstrom what you paid him? I don't know. He's one of the best guards. And I'll say this. Guard isn't supposed to be important. You shouldn't overpay. How many problems have the Falcons had at the left guard position, that revolving door? So just think about that before you say you overpaid for a guy that you don't have to worry about on the other side.
And if you've suffered from that, here's what we're not going to have to worry about, barring injury, for the next 5 years. I'm okay with overpaying to be settled.
Right. I got Jalen Mayfield
to do this again.
2 years ago playing left guard like he was lost in the forest.
Was that the guy that you banged on?
Yes.
Like unmercifully?
Yes. And then last year, remember they said at the beginning of camp, his back's problem. Yeah. I said, you're not going to see him the rest of the way.
Was that one of those infamous, this guy looks like he's never played the game guys? Okay. It's coming back to me.
Again, he looked like a guy that was, when you walk through the dark, when the lights first get turned off and your eyes haven't adjusted yet, that's how he played left guard. Like, over here, I don't know, maybe I should move slow this way.
Oh, no.
Next thing you know, Matt Ryan's on the ground. When Matt Ryan flips out on you in the middle of a game,
that's true.
That tells you all you need to know.
That's true.
He had had enough game in San Francisco.
You think
we've been over this a million times! What are you, stupid?
Do you think Matt Ryan remembers that, or did he just black out? Like, did he see spots?
I think he regretted it afterwards, but okay. I would be willing to. You don't forget something like that.
So out of character, though. Like, don't people who drive into houses, I don't even remember it.
Well, that's if you're on Ambien. Maybe that was the problem with Jalen Mayfield. He played on Ambien.
Did you see this guy who just talked about he did shrooms? And
Derek Wolfe.
Derek Wolfe.
He's the one who shot the bobcat, right?
Yeah, he said he was on, like, street drugs.
Yeah, psychedelics.
Before games. What?
I saw five quarterbacks.
Now,
I just sacked them all, man.
Should he have been better or worse after I read that? I mean, he was in the league like 11 years, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I did speed once before a game.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good idea for a guy like me to do speed.
What year was that? Did somebody call it speed? I'm not even being a jerk.
Yeah.
Is it called speed?
Yeah.
Because what's the stuff you used to be able to buy in the gas stations? You know, do your all-night studies. Isn't that sort of speed?
Yeah, I guess.
Gas station speed?
Yeah, but this...
Like, you did street drugs.
Yeah, this was like, you know, it looked like a massive pill that was broken in half. They said it was speed. It could have been anything. Dummy that I was, I just took it. Yeah, it'll help me. I almost fought with my offensive line coach.
Oh, like, was this practice or a game?
It was a game.
First time. Don't you think Don't you think you should have started at practice?
Maybe.
Like on a Wednesday?
Yeah, no one offered it to me, though.
I'm thinking about doing the speed.
It was a big game. We were playing Capital for the OAC title.
What else did they give you?
I mean.
You pop caps?
No, I never did that.
Yeah.
No. I never did anything before since then.
You don't know what that is?
No,
like
yeah.
Like ammonia caps? Like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like Jim Moore used to do it.
Snap it right under your kickoff. Nose.
Yeah. Yeah. That was dumb. But like you said, I mean, whatever works for you.
So do you know what I found out?
Bobby Hebert claimed Lawrence Taylor was coked out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Bobby Hebert said on the air.
You think Bobby Hebert is the only one? Oh, on the air.
Maybe on the air. He may have been the only one.
I think Lawrence will tell you now, too. Although I wonder if Lawrence is on record as whether he was.
Bobby said he got hit so hard his face mask came off, and then the backup quarterback got hurt, John Forcade. They didn't have anybody else. He was concussed, and they put him back in the game.
Yep.
He had his face mask knocked off.
Remember, that's an NFL face mask. That's not a Sears 1972 catalog helmet. That's an NFL-issued helmet. Is there a video of that?
I don't know.
Do you think it really came off? I think Bobby might have maybe just touched up that story.
Well, what I think is Bobby may have...
Did they have to unscrew it? Was there a crack?
I think maybe that was the case, and I think he got hit so hard that part of the story he doesn't remember. He just remembers his face mask.
Like Matt Ryan,
off.
Perhaps yelling at somebody.
Could be. Calais Campbell is still making the rounds. He visited the Falcons. He visited the Jags, where he started his career. So, as you said, where does he really want to be? It seems like right now, it could change if the Falcons get Lamar Jackson. But it seems like right now the better destination for a guy like that would be Jacksonville, right?
I think.
As far as an up-and-coming team?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's going back to the Ezekiel Elliott thing. My idiot boy said, you can't go to the Eagles. You're ruining your, what did he call it, your Cowboy legacy.
What is your legacy?
What have you done? You got to win in Dallas to be a legacy.
Now, Emmitt Smith going to Arizona potentially could have hurt his Cowboys legacy.
But, you know, that was that. One more paycheck.
It's just one of those things that everybody forgets about.
Yeah.
We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to talk NFL
in
back-to-back segments. We're not on time. Oh. That's why we need to talk more NFL when we come back, because the owners' meetings are going on today, and it looks like the one rule that everybody wants to change is not going to change. We'll talk about it next on Domino and Cellini. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
Domino Cellini on a Monday afternoon. The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. A historic Final Four is about to begin. Will you be watching? That's the question. We'll talk about that a little past the top of the hour. But
you're suggesting you think this could be the lowest rated ever?
I'll tell you how I feel about it a little past the top of the hour.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a tease.
You are answer the question.
No, I'm not going to be pressed. I'm not playing that game. You will not turn up the screws on me. I'm not giving up anything until I have to.
I got Dusty May, a guy who doesn't have an agent. I got Jim Larrañaga, who's 107 years old. I got Danny Hurley, he of the Hurley family.
When I started coaching, there were laces in the ball.
What's that?
Which is really stupid, isn't it?
No, I'll tell you what.
The original basketball, I know, the peach basket.
Yeah.
Not being...
Had they not heard
through.
Of Sir Isaac Newton at that point?
But, I mean, laces
just
on the
cut
ball.
Cut a hole in the bottom
if
of it.
If you're dribbling and the laces, poof, it's going
to
go sideways.
Well, it's how they had to make them. They didn't really have the technology, perhaps, to do the unlaced ball. I don't know. That's my guess. That's my guess. That was like a big rubber bladder.
Man, I miss the days of the laces. Do you know why? The bladder that you said there. Really, you became a better ball handler.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
we that. Have some. Do we have Jim Larrañaga sound?
Well, we'll do that a little past the top of the hour.
You seem very bossy today.
Sometimes sometimes I just feel the need to put my foot down. That's all. The owner, speaking of the bosses of the NFL, they're meeting in Arizona as we
speak. Looks like a very fancy place. They showed Adam Schefter with, you know, his 5 o'clock shadow. There was linen on a bunch of tables out in the. He was like in an open area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a media thing. But did you see the linen-draped high tops?
Well, I mean, they are billionaires getting together. When billionaires get together, that's the way it works. Speaking of billionaires, if I may go off topic for just one second.
There's no off topic on this show.
That's true. The final season of Succession began last night. Starting to lose me a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
It's really hard. How many years has it been on? I tell you, these things have shelf lives. And then they've got to figure out if they're going to go sort of really serious, or if they're going to try to play the comedy angle, and again, not with a laugh track. They're not doing it in front of a live studio audience.
No, it's not good times.
Are they trying too hard to be funny?
Well, the problem is, first of all, you hate everybody.
Yeah.
And when you hate everybody, that has a shelf life in and of itself.
Yes.
There's nobody to root for.
Right.
And it's the same routine over and over and over again from all the characters.
Okay. It's hard to do it for a I believe that most shows should go 3 years. I got a beginning, I got a middle, I got an end.
And this is supposed to be their final season. But like I said, I don't know where it's going to go.
Has anybody died
in
that show?
I can't stand anyone.
I haven't watched the last year.
No, I don't think...
Nobody's died, right?
No, well,
aside from the
busboy, the bartender, whatever he was, that the oldest son killed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were driving to get drugs. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Was that 2 years ago?
And again, you don't like anybody on that series. That kid, I can't stand. That guy's a good actor because I hate that character. I mean, with a passion, I hate that character.
Did you hear what Brian...
If anybody should go, it should be that character.
Who's one of the sons? I can't think of his real name now.
Kieran Culkin?
No. The other one. Very method actor.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the one I'm talking about.
No. It's not Culkin.
No.
The other guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Brian Cox said about his method of acting?
Yeah, he said it's nonsense.
On a TV show, he said, don't get me started. Then he got started.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically called it out as BS. What is this, all this method acting? I don't know if Brian Cox is a good actor. I do know he's getting a lot of money from McDonald's.
Yeah, he is. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. That's him at the end.
Is he making more money doing McDonald's?
You're talking about Jeremy Strong. Kendall Roy.
Yeah.
He's the one I can't stand.
Yeah.
He talks, his character does, and says nothing. Nothing.
And it's bothering you now after 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, he just throws out things that make no sense.
But I guess he's really into method, right? Isn't that
yes.
a story? And But I guess Brian Cox. Do you think Brian Cox is making more from McDonald's?
Yes.
Than he made.
I'll stop you. Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know if he's ever had a paycheck that's bigger than the McDonald's paycheck. Maybe now Succession.
Well, good for him.
God bless.
The guy has earned it. He's probably done everything.
Let me see. Let me method my way into.
He's done off Broadway, off Broadway as well. So he's earned that right to voice over McDonald's commercials and sing along as he promotes fries and Big Macs.
I mean, the guy was the owner of the Detroit Tigers, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true, he was. Anyway, the billionaires are meeting out there.
How many got it?
Not a lot. If you did, you appreciate it. If not, Google it.
Matt Lear, you didn't get it? For love of the game?
Kevin Costner vehicle? Never mind. So the one thing that they're not going to go along with is reviewing roughing the passer. Going back to what the competition committee said last year.
We thought we might.
80 instances where roughing the passer was called, they felt like only three were questionable. So that is not going to happen.
That's absurd.
What is going to happen, though, it looks like, is in stadium sports gambling, the books, the little kiosks, they closed down once the games began. It looks like they're going to stay open through the games now.
Yep. Well, there's more money in it. Why would I close then? That would be like saying, come into my bar, no more booze. Come into my bar. Booze is now
it's
shut off.
Alcohol-free bar. Where is it?
No. We have alcohol. Then when you get here, no more booze.
We put the padlocks on the bottles. So it defeats the purpose.
Of course.
And like you said, there's too much money to be made.
And they're trying to figure out, there is a little bit of a delay. True story. People have tried to beat the stock market. What was the movie that I saw where they laid wire across the country?
Well, I was going to say Trading Places.
No. It was well, that's another way. That's the old-fashioned way.
Who the hell is Beaks?
That's the old-fashioned way.
Your brother, blank him.
There was a movie where they, and I can't think of the name of it now, they built this, like, across the country to try to beat the stock market by 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever it is. That's the thing with in-game play betting. How do they control that? Because there's... I'm assuming at least enough of a lapse where...
Well, there's going to be people that are going to cheat that, but...
Well, people are trying to figure out if... Because people are always trying to figure out how to beat a system. If you have a system, somebody's trying to beat it. Whatever the system is.
Because the system, especially if you're at the game, it's gonna lag behind. You got to believe.
Have you never heard of this? Where these guys were trying to... They bought land and then they... I don't even... I watched the movie and I didn't understand what was happening. But the whole plan was if we can beat the stock market by seconds, we can make a fortune. They're playing cable.
Did they pull it off?
So they got caught.
Because they got greedy, right? You do it once and then you get out.
What the hell was the name of it? Damn. I can tell you this. I don't remember that movie, but I saw John Wick.
Woo! John Wick 4.
Yeah.
Very much worth the price of admission.
Oh, my goodness.
You left satisfied, did you?
Do you know what it is? I figured it out. I told you. It's John Woo in Times Square is what somebody said. And there's fancy lights and there's, you know, glass. A lot of glass gets broken.
Mm-hmm.
Man, people get thrown through glass in John Wick movies. They're in these fancy museum-type places,
sure.
And they just throw them through glass.
So they're all like Marty Jannetty.
Do you know what it is,
though? Shawn Michaels turned on him.
What's that?
The barbershop.
He threw him through glass.
He did. It was supposed to be gimmick glass, but it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. That's the story they're telling.
Interesting. I don't want to go too detailed. You will not be able to keep up with how many people get killed. Like, even if you consciously said, let me count, you couldn't keep up. You'd lose count.
That says a lot.
No kidding. And then there's a special gun. Don't want to ruin the scene. But let's just put it this way. If just shooting somebody's not good enough, let's come up with a special gun. They did that. There's one other thing I was going to tell you about it. Lawrence Fishburne, your guy. He's in it.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, he's in it. He plays the king. No, I'm not kidding. That's his name, the king.
I got to tell you something. Now I'm in.
Yeah, the king.
I didn't see the previous three. But if my buddy Larry Fishburne's in, then I'm in.
You've not seen the three John Wicks?
No, I haven't, no. I'm a busy man.
No, you've never told me that.
Well, don't lose respect for me. Well,
I'm leaving.
Like you can.
You do the last hour by yourself.
All right, I'll catch you up over the weekend. Oh, I watched something over the weekend as well on Apple TV. Not Ted Lasso, but is it Shrinking? With Harrison Ford?
Yeah, and Jason Segel?
Outstanding.
Do you not know the story? You know who wrote that?
I watched all 10 episodes of season 1.
Do you know who wrote
over
it?
The weekend.
The guy who's in Ted Lasso.
Hmm.
Brett Goldstein.
I haven't gotten to that vehicle yet, but I will. Roy That's Kent. Next.
He, I told you the story.
Harrison Ford is this could be the best thing he's ever
okay.
done.
Okay. I've watched it too. It is very well done. Also, the writer from Scrubs, Bill Lawrence, is involved in it. It is very good.
Hands down, this could be the best thing Harrison Ford has ever done.
So Brett
In fact, I'll say it is.
Jeez. Okay. Brett Goldstein, the guy from Ted Lasso. Harrison Ford, as he said, was filming this little indie project, Indiana Jones Part 5.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was in England. So the two other guys he wrote this with said, it's up to you. He's in England. Harrison Ford calls him and says, hey, why don't you come to my hotel Saturday night? Brett Goldstein has to tell him he's a stand-up. He said, I got a gig. He's telling Harrison Ford, well, I got a gig. His two buddies call him up, cancel your gig. He goes, but like 30 people have bought tickets.
It's Harrison Ford, man.
So then,
without him, this series doesn't achieve what it achieves.
So Harrison Ford says, all right, we'll do it Friday night when I get done shooting, come to my hotel. Brett Goldstein goes to his hotel. He sees a whole bunch of scripts lying on a table, and Harrison Ford says, you. He does his Harrison Ford voice. Shrink, is that you? He says, yeah. He says, best script I ever read. And he thought he was being pulled. He thought he was being played. They couldn't believe they wanted Harrison Ford, and they got Harrison
Outstanding.
Ford.
Like I said, if you have Apple TV, I highly recommend this series with Harrison Ford, Shrinking.
I'm telling you, go see John Wick. It'll be on your TV at some point, but you probably want to see this one in a theater. Big sound, big screen, a lot of people going through glass. It's amazing. But you know what it is? It's a Western. I like Westerns. You don't.
But it's a Western without...
Oh, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It really being a cowboy
No, no, no.
Movie.
If you look at the characters, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's the same...
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Same formula.
With swords and guns All and... Right. Chops.
And that is your pop culture moment, folks.
And I saw the Reggie documentary, too. It was really good. You know, he went to Hank Aaron's house and sat down with Hank Aaron. I thought Hank Aaron got interviewed for this. It's Reggie who sits down and talks to Hank Aaron. It was really good.
Another recommendation as we again wrap up our pop culture moment.
What a Monday.
When we come back, Sir Charles rips the big dance to shreds. Find out what he had to say next.
And Jim Larranaga, more sound from him.
All right, Domino Anciulini here on a Monday afternoon with you till a little past 2. Then it's Chuck and Chernoff. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.